This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, it is Payne and Pendergast, Sports Radio 610.
I want to say we were just discussing various ways that people got caught cheating
on
their girlfriends or spouses or ex-wives.
Some of these texts are amazing.
One of our listeners, who I know is see, you know what I feel good about it? Because what are we talking about? We're talking about human fallibility.
Yes.
We're not getting like down in the dumpster or anything here, but it's very relatable. One of our listeners, who's a religious guy, but he said, last segment may have been y'all's funniest one of the year. On my way to an early sales call, and I can barely keep the truck on the road. I'm laughing so hard.
Good. Yeah. That's what we're here for, man. Put a smile on your face.
Yeah.
Get you ready for the weekend in sports, and at the same time, put a smile on your face.
And also teach you how not to get caught the way some of these people have been
Nothing
caught.
Like laughing at the expense of people who have had relationships plundered and ruined.
Whose entire lives have been destroyed.
Some of these are really sad.
But who are offering them up to us?
They are.
Well, if anybody's texting it into us and knowing, like they've gotten past it to a certain degree.
I would think so.
I've been married to my high school sweetheart for 31 years. He does not do social media because too much business is shared. Mm. Oh, I thought this was part of another one. That's actually a nice story from LaTanya.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't have a job. Both
we'll get that out of here.
And some of these, honestly, I'm starting to read some of these, and I can't because some of them are just dirty stories about the times they cheated.
Yeah,
not actually getting caught.
Some of them are just dirty stories about getting caught having sex with their actual girlfriend or wife.
Frankly, I'm getting a little bit warm reading some of these stories.
I know, Seth. Stay over there on that side of the table.
Oh my gosh, Sean, finish the show. I've got to take my laptop places.
Jonesy, get ready to do some radio with me. All right, we'll circle back to some of these texts, but it's an appropriate segue, right? The relationships are about trust. So we, during the playoffs with the Astros, we comprised and constructed something called the Astros Circle of Trust, where after each game we would go through, and it was a fluid situation where just the question was, how do we feel about our expectations of this person doing what they are expected to do at an excellent level. And so it doesn't mean that a role player has to perform like an all-star. We just need to know that our role players are going to perform as the best possible role player. Now, our all-star players need to be out there performing as the best possible all-star, or we need to trust that if they haven't been doing it, it's just a matter of time before they turn it around.
Mm-hmm.
Health is a factor, too, and I think especially here when we construct the Texans Circle of Trust, and it's football, and there's hamstrings. We really need to factor that in.
Oh.
So, Jonesy, let's do it.
When it comes to our favorite players, it comes down to one question. Can we trust you?
See, if I can't trust you, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle.
Who's in? Who's out? It's the Payne and Pendergast Texans Circle of Trust.
All right, we'll start with the easy one, Seth.
Okay.
Okay, I got the positions listed here.
Quarterback?
Quarterback's easy.
I trust Deshaun.
Deshaun Watson is in the circle of
trust. As backup quarterbacks go, do you trust AJ McCarron? I don't feel that we've learned enough about him to trust him as a backup.
No, yet. And in the circle of trust, we default to distrust until we have a reason to trust
him. Okay, so I wouldn't trust him as a starting quarterback, obviously, but I can't really trust him as a backup unless I see him in that
That's
action.
That's right. Running back. I think there's only two running backs that we're really talking about here. Carlos
Lamar
Hyde.
Miller.
Oh. Carlos Hyde. And Duke Johnson.
Yep. Carlos Hyde.
As we vote on this,
yes,
Seth and I both vote on it. If we are split on this, it's up to Jonesy to break the tie. So just so people know how this works. And if you want to weigh in on the text page, 713-572-4610.
Now, it's not a bad thing if you're not in the circle of trust necessarily. It's a circle of trust is an honor.
It's an honor.
This is, hey.
And especially with a 53-man roster, we're going to be a little harder than we were, I think, even on the Astros.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to say? And this is where I honestly, my first inclination was that I didn't want to put Carlos Hyde in the circle of trust. But can I tell you the number of times that he's averaged less than 4 yards per carry this season?
In a game?
In a game is only three. There have only been three games where he's averaged less than 4 yards per carry. He's been pretty damn consistent. In some of those times, I'll blame Bill O'Brien more for sticking to the run in games where the defense is just selling out to stop the run. Yeah. So, yeah, Carlos Hyde is in my circle of trust.
He's not for me, and here's why. He's put the ball on the ground a lot this year. Mm-hmm. He's fumbled a bunch of times this year. So that's why, for me, he's not. So we need Jonesy to break the tie on
that. Oh, and I was wrong. There was actually four times he was less than
he's
four.
He's outside the circle of trust.
Okay. Outside the circle
of
trust.
Look, I'm not going to fight you on that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Duke Johnson, tricky because I trust Duke Johnson.
Yeah.
I haven't trusted the coaches to use him properly until this last week.
Yeah, that's not his fault.
Yeah. So I still trust Duke Johnson.
I do too. Okay. He's in for me. Duke Johnson is absolutely in the circle of trust for me.
And I should say over these last few weeks, they've increasingly gone to Duke Johnson.
Touched it 14 times in the Patriot game. If that's what we're going to see from Duke Johnson, I am in for that.
Give me some of that.
Give me some
slot receiver action while you're at it.
Duke Johnson touching the football 14 times.
You can scroll through my iPhone photos anytime, Duke. I don't care.
That's right.
I trust you, baby.
All right. DeAndre Hopkins is an obvious one, right? DeAndre Hopkins in.
Yeah, too many drops early in the season. He's out. That Saints game is still weighing heavily.
Still fresh in your mind.
Yeah. Will Fuller, I'd love to, but sorry.
No.
I can't.
I feel like he's the definition of a good player who has a specific reason why he's outside the circle of trust and might not be able to be trusted maybe ever. I don't know.
Until he stays healthy for 2 years.
It's fully health. It's fully health. What about Kenny Stills?
I'm not going to just because he's not one of your top two guys.
Okay.
Although, well, you could say he is based on health and production.
And is he filling his role to the... I mean, Jake Mariznick was in the circle of trust for the Astros.
What
I mean?
All right, well, then I got to put Stills in the circle of trust.
I think he is for me, too. And Seth, he's been really reliable in specific situations.
Yeah.
Third down, big catches down the field. He caught the touchdown in the Saints game. He caught the touchdown in the Patriots game. All right, tight end.
What about health for Kenny Stills?
He missed a couple games with a hammy.
Yeah.
He's the third receiver on this
team.
It was
weeks 5 and 6. Yeah. He's been pretty durable. Yeah, he's in the circle of trust.
Stills is in for
also,
what he is.
Also, when he has been questioned about his various off-the-field motivations and drives, he's actually been really, he's handled that very deftly.
Yes.
Very aware young guy.
I'm a big Kenny Stills fan. Yeah. All right, the tight end position. By the way, tight end position, did you see Jordan Akins on the injury report yesterday?
I did.
Yeah. Limited with a knee.
Yeah.
I don't like when guys pop up in the middle of the week on the injury report.
Right.
That tells me it's actually something.
I feel like that's a banged knee or something in practice. I don't know. I base that on nothing other than that I want that to be true. For me, this would be simple. Darren Fell's the only one I truly trust amongst the tight ends.
Same.
Akins is getting there, but he's just still, he's very raw, especially when it comes to the blocking side of things. Sometimes with the route running, he's just not there yet the way Darren Fell's is.
All right, this will be an interesting position group. Offensive line.
Oh, yeah.
Last year, there would have been nobody in there.
I think early in the season, I would have struggled to put a lot of these guys on there.
Yes.
Early in the season, they were making some of the mistakes that used to drive me crazy, messing up blitz protection, blitz pickup, some simple stunts among defensive linemen. They got a lot better at it. They've had glitches here, but on the whole, I have to be pretty happy with the whole offensive line. Let's see.
I think there's only four names that are up for debate.
You're going to leave? Okay.
Because Titus Howard, by definition, can't be in. He's injured.
Okay.
And I'm not putting any of the backups in.
Is Chris Clark in your circle
of trust? He's not in my circle of trust at all.
Yeah. I mean, he could not be a backup if Roderick Johnson gets injured.
That's true.
So Roderick Johnson not in your circle of trust?
No, because that is one where I go, I don't think the coaches trust him, so I have a hard time trusting him. So the names are obvious then. Tunsil, Sharping, Nick Martin, Zach Fulton.
I'm going to tell you, 100% honestly, the penalties are driving me so crazy, so madly insane, that I'm not sure I can put Tunsil in the circle of trust.
And he was traded for 2 first-round picks.
Yeah.
And he missed a game with a shoulder injury.
Can I both be simultaneously pleased with what he's done for the offensive line, but so infuriated by the penalties at times?
Yes.
That I can't put him in the circle of trust?
That's what the circle of trust is all about. You need to be performing at or above, you need to be trusted to perform at or above the expectation level.
I don't trust anybody on the offensive line that when they get down in the red zone isn't going to jump off sides.
Yeah.
That's where I am right now, or have a really bad penalty.
Interesting. So nobody in the circle, nobody on the offensive line?
Sharping might be. But I'd say no, they haven't earned that yet. I got to see cleaner games more consistently.
You know what, Seth? I'm going to go with you on this one.
You know, and they haven't been running the ball as... They haven't the driving force between behind the rushing offense hasn't been the offensive line. It's been more the Deshaun Watson effect.
I think it's appropriate not to have anybody in the offensive line in the circle of trust yet.
Okay.
I'm with you on that. All right, defensive line. Now, J.J. Watt is not in the circle of trust because he's not healthy right now. We love J.J. Watt, and when he's healthy, he'll be in the circle of trust. But these are guys who are going to play in the game on Sunday this week.
Yeah. Let me tell you something about this defensive line. Exact opposite of the offensive line. Mm. These are salt of the earth types. These are guys that would rather they'd rather stab a hobo than commit a penalty.
For those new to Houston, what position did you play for the Texans?
Defensive line.
Okay.
And frankly, frankly, these guys are all in the circle of trust.
I know you're being semi-jerky.
I would say honestly, though, in terms of honestly, I do want to put them all in the circle of trust. I really like all these guys.
I genuinely really like all these guys. Let's think about what they're asked to do. These are not guys who are being asked to be Aaron Donald. These are guys who are being asked to be solid in their run game.
I love them.
Solid in their gap management. If you're DJ Reader, being asked to make the occasional collapsing of the pocket.
You know who these guys are?
Who?
They're the guys that show up to their job at the Iron Forge for 40 years and never miss a day.
One might call them a lunch pail crew.
Yeah, they are. They're wearing hard hats and everything. But we have to make this performance-based as well. So unfortunately, I'll put DJ Reader in the circle of trust.
Brandon Dunn.
I want to really, really put him in the circle of trust. I'll put Brandon Dunn in the circle of trust.
I'm putting Brandon Dunn in the circle of trust. All right, Angelo Blackson.
They don't have to be elite Pro Bowl caliber players.
They don't.
Just like you said, Jake Marisnyk was in the circle of
trust. That's right.
Angelo Blackson, I'll put in the circle of trust as well.
All right. I'm defensive line.
Imenihu, I'm going to leave out just because he's still a rookie.
Yes.
I got to keep him hungry, okay? I really like Imenihu. The more I get to know him, and the more I watch him and I watch him develop, I really, really like him.
Yeah.
But I got to keep him hungry.
He could be, like, if this were bracketology, he could be, like, one of the last four out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That kind of thing. All right, linebacker. Whitney Mercilus.
Oh, this is painful.
I love Whitney Mercilus. Is he in the circle of trust?
Because he's consistently there. His pass rush hasn't been what we'd like it to be.
No.
I
think he was overachieving at the beginning of the year. If you're telling me about expectations for Whitney Mercilus, he was way overachieving expectations on the balance for what he is. He's a guy who, if he draws double teams, he's sunk, but he's a guy who will, win his fair share of one-on-one. He's very solid in the run game.
Yeah.
For what he is, I'm going to say Whitney Mercilus in the circle of trust. Plus, he's a leader on this defense, too.
And his versatility, even though I know we're not supposed to use the V word anymore. I can't remember if that was a Landry.
It was a Landry thing.
But I really do like his versatility.
Exactly.
Whitney Mercilus is the kind of player, kind of like Connor Barwin was, where you don't realize how much he does for your defense until he's gone. And all of a sudden, we're not as versatile as we used to be. We can't do as many things because you don't have a guy like Whitney Mercilus or Connor Barwin.
The two inside backers, Zach Cunningham, Bernardrick McKinney.
I will put both of them in the circle of trust. Zach Cunningham
sounds like one of them might be on notice.
Zach Cunningham, it's a matter of consistency. Part of it is his body frame. He's never going to be a guy like Bernardrick necessarily in terms of being a physical presence up the middle, but he does run sideline to sideline to make plays. He's not as consistent a tackler as I'd like, but he also puts himself in position to make more tackles.
Yep.
So I actually thought, this is the one guy I thought about for a while before this segment, trying to figure out where, just based on overall production and his speed, he still has improving to do, but he's also one of my favorite young things on this defense. So, yes, I'll put him in the circle of trust.
Jacob Martin.
Not yet. He's just not a complete enough player.
Okay.
But he's kind of like Imenihu. I very, very, very much like what I've seen so far. And I think the thing with Martin is he sometimes gets swallowed up, like, by his size. And it's one thing if you don't win. Like, there's going to be times if you're a fast guy. You might not win because of your size, but don't get swallowed up because I still need you to pursue if the quarterback gets flushed or if it turns into a draw or something. So he's not quite there, but I really, really like what I've
seen. Sounds like the Circle of Trust committee, when we do this next time, is going to have serious conversations about Imenihu and Jacob Martin.
Yeah, there's
and the offensive
true,
line.
That's true. They're like
they're
ranked,
on the cusp.
They'd be ranked 26th in the AP right
there
now.
There you go. They're also receiving
received votes. Yeah.
All right, the secondary is an interesting one. Safeties.
I don't like this game anymore.
Why?
Because I'm thinking about Jonathan Joseph already. And I don't lie. I hate this game. It's a stupid game that I texted you we should play yesterday.
We should do.
I texted you 20 hours ago and said, hey, we should do Circle of Trust.
Yeah.
And now we're rapidly approaching Jonathan Joseph. And I'm like, stop.
Well, let's do what I feel like guys like you and I normally do, Seth, and put off Jonathan Joseph as long as possible. Safeties. Justin
I'm
Reed.
Go pull a fire alarm. Justin Reed, Circle of Trust.
Okay. Tashaun Gibson.
Tashaun Gibson, I would not have actually put him in until yet. I was so excited last week about some of the plays he made, weaving his way through traffic like a slalom skier to make plays in the backfield in the run game. Circle of Trust.
I'm still worried about him physically. Okay. I'm going to say no. So Jonesy, okay. We need another Jonesy tiebreaker.
He's in my Circle of Trust.
Okay, Gibson is in thanks to a Jonesy vote.
Tell you, if there's one thing I've noticed, I am heavily biased towards the defense here. I don't think I've left anybody out other than guys that are actually backups.
No, well, yeah, we've got eight guys in so far, and we haven't gotten to the cornerback position. Yeah. A lot of trusting guys for the one that's
for a
defense that's like 23rd in DVOA.
I know.
I love the recency of the Circle of Trust. That's my favorite part. All right, we got to rapid fire these cornerbacks, Seth.
All right,
Bradley Roby. I say no because of the hamstring right now. Gerrion Conley, no, because of the hip.
No, yeah.
Vernon Hargraves.
Not yet.
Not yet. Yeah. Okay. Jonathan Joseph.
No.
He's not in your circle of trust.
Yes, he is.
He is?
Well, I gotta think of my criteria.
Okay, let's think. What's the expectation for Jonathan Joseph?
Okay, you're right. All right, I got to remember the Jake Marisnick effect. Okay.
What's the expectation? Oh, okay, third corner?
Okay, good. I'm glad. You freed me. Look, he's not going to be up and like be press man all the time versus stud receivers. He's going to be off. He doesn't have the catch-up speed he used to, but he's going to play smart. He's going to anticipate routes. And as he did last week, he's going to come up and make some big plays.
Yep.
So for what the expectations are, for, mind you, a 35-year-old cornerback, then yes, Jonathan Joseph is in the circle of trust. He's also in the babysitting circle of trust. He's in the, take my sister out and show her a good time because she's visiting for the weekend and I'm not going to be there. That circle of trust, like I would trust him with anybody. Anybody and everything.
I asked Rack yesterday about how important it is having someone like Jonathan Joseph in that cornerback room because of all these new guys are bringing in. He said, I think we have the audio for it. Maybe we'll play it in the next segment, but he basically just said, sometimes they listen to him more than they listen to me. So Joseph in. All right.
That last reference, I might have sounded a little bit weird. I was just thinking back to when I was in college.
Yeah.
One of my friends, his sister was visiting, and he had to go do something. So he said, Seth, he came up to me. He's like, Seth, you're the only guy I would ask you to do this because I trust you. Can you take, she wants to go out, she's visiting, can you take her out to this party tonight because I trust you? And he said it like three times. And his sister was awesome too. Yeah. Like she was really pretty and like really awesome and everything. And I think she liked me. And I was like the biggest.
You're handcuffed.
No, and plus I was so stiff the entire night. No, not, you know what I mean.
No, I was like, so that's not what I was thinking.
I was so like just uptight.
Do I have a blue chew spot coming up?
I was so uptight and nervous the entire night that I think by the end of the night she didn't like me anyway.
Right.
Because I was so determined not to let my friend down. I feel like Jonathan Joseph would be like that.
Yeah. Just because specialists are people too. I have weeks and anger, yes. Fairbairn, no.
Oh, for specialists. Weeks and Fairbairn, yeah. Wait, who?
Weeks and anger, yes.
Yes.
Fairbairn, no.
Okay, I'll take that.
All right, there we go. All right, we will post this on Twitter. There are, looks like about 15 guys of the 53-man roster.
Anger had those holding issues early on. Screw that. So just weeks.
Out,
yes.
Huh?
Yeah.
Just weeks. All right. There you go. You're out, anger. I thought Sorry, anger in. It, Jonesy, bro. Anger out or anger in?
Anger out.
Anger out. Okay, there you go.
Jonesy's very tough. Right. Jonesy's so disgusted with how many people I allowed in on defense.
I know. It's great. All right, your thoughts, 713-572-4610, text in.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.